Of course, you shouldn't be holding your losers against you. That goes against all the rules that you read about and everything that is common sense. But sometimes you do hold your losers because you think you're really right, or you're frozen because you're trading too big. So I think the way to look at it is if you need to learn a hard lesson, sometimes you just need to learn a hard lesson, and that sets you up for the rest of your career where you'll never make that mistake again. Seems like every trader has gone through that. Sometimes what I do is I trade smaller, and then I'll hold that loser a little bit because I'm way smaller than I want to be. And I can feel the market. And if it's ugly, I realize, geez, I shouldn't be holding that. And I know better. Don't do that again. Or maybe I'm building a position and something that's a little longer term, so I add a little bit more to it, and eventually I just have to get out of all of it. Or maybe it comes back and then sets up the way I wanted, and I was just a little early, and then I add to the trade when it's going in my direction. So there are certain ways you can do it, but when you're trading big, for you, whatever that is, that's the time when you're most psychologically apt to freeze, tune out information, and just get stuck like a deer in the headlights, and you just have to hit the panic button and get out. You cannot let that happen. If you do let it happen, what you're doing is you're borrowing chips from your future and you're spending them today. Because when you get out of that horrific loser, when you're trading larger, you're going to suffer psychologically for months, if not longer, and miss out on all the opportunities. So not only did you blow out in the short term, you screwed yourself for all the future opportunities. Whereas if it's a smaller size, you can weather that mistake. So sizing is really important if you get stuck holding something.